though, here's one that's a little different. If the meat has been kept too long, you say the meat has
spoiled. Now we won't be hungry.
No, we'll change the direction a little bit. What about butter? If you kept butter too long and it didn't taste good?
Rancid or sour.
Okay. Thick sour milk that you keep on hand is called?
Buttermilk.
Okay. If it hasn't been churned.
Clabber. And it sure is good. I haven't had it in a long time since I quit milking that cow.
What kind of cheese do you make from milk?
Cottage cheese. I used to make that too. It'd make it be moldy and you could just slice it down.
Yeah, never.
Wasn't curd like the kind of design. I used to wouldn't have that kind of comes out of the store. I turned up my nose at that.
Sure. When you have milk, the first thing you have to do after milking is pour it through something.
Strainer.
And what is a dish made with apples in a deep dish and with a crust on top?
Apple pie. Now you're making me hungry.
Oh, terrible, isn't it? And what are, do you have different kinds of apple pie?
Yeah, there's that kind. And then there is an open face and you make a lattice work crust. And then you have a cobbler, a deep dish apple.
Okay. Any other kind of
Brown Betty, that's another. That's delicious. And woo, with some cream on it.
Okay. If another word for food, if somebody really likes his
food.
You remember another word, maybe
Vittles. Vittles.
Is that kind of a
I didn't use that.
That's not an attractive word. Okay. What a sweet liquid that you pour over a pudding is called a
sauce.
And if you food that you eat between meals, you might
snack.
And let's see, the principal parts of eat. Then every morning I
eat,
and yesterday I
ate,
and I have
eaten.
And I'm going to make some for breakfast. I always have a cup of
coffee, but I don't. I have tea.
Tea.
Too much trouble.
And what do you drink water out of?
A glass.
Okay.
Now, old timey, when you, I guess can remember this, before we had running water in the house and you brought it from the well, that picture up there, that house over across the road,
mm-hmm.
You had a open bucket sitting on the porch with a cover over it and a dipper, a metal dipper, and you dipped you out. Dipper water. Have you ever heard of that?
Oh, sure. I can remember at my grandmother's house, and I don't know why. They had running water, but there was always, it was well water, was colder or something. And if a glass fell off the sink, you might say, well, I didn't
knock it off.
Okay, but if it cracks into a thousand pieces, you might say, oh, look, that glass
broke.
And, all of those glasses have been
chipped, broken.
Okay. And you might say, be careful, don't.
Right.
And if I ask you how much water did you drink, you say, I
drank.
And then how much have you
drunk?
And if you are inviting people to come to the table and sit down, what is the way how would you make that invitation?
Dinner's ready.
Okay, and it has to do with the getting into the chairs, you would say.
Be seated.
And if somebody comes into the dining room, you'll say, won't you
have a seat? I'll sit down.
And then you might say, so he
sat.
And he has, every day when he comes, he always
sits.
And he has in that chair every time.
He sat in that chair.
Okay, and if you want someone not to wait until the food is passed, you might say, just
pass it to me, please.
Okay, but if you want to tell them to take some themselves.
Help yourself.
How's that?
Help yourself.
Okay. And